Om Shanti to my global family. I am here in USA, in New York, and I am very happy to meet my global family this morning. Morning in USA. Of course, there's different timings in different countries. World has changed completely, drastically. And everyone in some way is affected by this change. So a lot of reflections, lot of conversations, lot of findings are happening all over the world. Since I heard this word, coronavirus, it didn't really kind of went deep in my mind in the sense of these words, but of course as it keeps spreading, affecting the lives of people, creating big challenges economically, socially, and I had this feeling that we all have to take the responsibility to look into that, what kind of transformation, what kind of attitude is needed at this time, not only for self-protection, but it is for the protection for entire universe. One of the most important invisible energy, unspoken language, the energy which is most powerful is the energy of vibrations. Because that's the language which is understood by people, by animal kingdom, by elements, and all different living and non-living creation of this creation, of this world, universe. You will find that sometimes it's about to rain or a big storm has to happen. And you will find that in jungle, the animal kingdom, before even it starts, they start responding in some way or other. Whenever there is any kind of calamity, even the animals and birds, they respond to that in their own way. So what is happening actually is the energy of vibrations. And I find that at this time, we as humankind, we have to take to create the vibrations of compassion. And compassion in Hindi is called Karuna. Because the vibrations for everything, for us as humankind, for animal kingdom, for elements, for plants, any little or big creation, the vibration of compassion are very important. Because it's really the time for a big collective settling of karmas also. So through the vibrations of compassion, through the vibrations of karuna, I think we can bring transformation not only that, but we have to bring some transformation in our awareness, in our thinking, in our lifestyle, in our relationships, in our attitude, in our habits. And I think this is the time we should reflect on them. I know that they always talk about 14 years of exile of Lord Rama. In Brahma Kumaris, they talk about 14 years of renunciation and intense meditation of the founding members of Brahma Kumaris. And I know many of us had been thinking, wanted 14 days of solitude, of reflection, of silence. And now when I came here, we all were asked to stay at home, have self-quarantine, and I don't see that as isolation, which I know could be difficult for some when I hear that you are in your apartment alone, you are all alone in your room, you cannot socialize, you have to keep distance. I take it more as a solitude, time for solitude, not isolation. Because when you think isolated, you could feel a little bit nervous, you could be scared, you could think, oh, what's going to happen, how will I pass my time? But if you are in solitude, then in solitude, you are really reflecting, connecting, and creating many, many beautiful vibrations, and that is called serving through the mind, sharing our light, sharing God's love and God's power with the entire universe. So this isolation is, as I said, inner solitude makes us reflect. And in this reflection, I want to share some of the qualities, and we will call them compassionate qualities, or qualities to express our compassion. And most important at this time, in every human heart is the quality of compassionate love. Love which is true, love which is spiritual, love which is all the time eternal love. And this love, the energy of love, love through your eyes, love through your attitude, love of the Creator, and love from your heart as Master Creator or Co-Creator. So while thinking, while sharing or creating the vibrations of love, awareness should actually be that I am also Master Creator. And as Master Creator, my duty towards creation is to constantly share, to bestow all the time, to give. So spreading these vibrations of spiritual love, the compassion, compassionate love, where everyone feels safe, no one is threatened, there is no fear from each other. We just are one family. We all belong to same Creator, same parents, But we also are co-creators, we are also master creators. In this love, true love, there is always mercy. Because one of the social requirement at this time is social distancing. And actually, it's a very, very good way to apply that, not feeling cut off or disconnected, to think of one of the spiritual principles of being detached and lovely. So, to be lovely actually, detachment is important. And then there are two beautiful ways you can communicate with the spiritual love. And that one is through the eyes, through drishti. Look at everyone as a beautiful being, being of love, as a soul, a point of light. So you connect in this beautiful way, through drishti, and because we are not going to shake hands now with each other, but we can fold our hands with humility and respect, gratitude, to create harmony, we just say namaste, salutations to you. So drishti, communication, and also namaste as way to respond to the greetings, I think two beautiful ways to create this, a very beautiful social norm of communicating with each other. Because with love, heart needs to have mercy also. When you are merciful, then you are able to take care of yourself and you are able to take care of others also. There are some who are able to follow spiritual disciplines or social norms or medical advices, but there are some they are not able to do. But with my feelings of mercy to help others is also very important. And then I also find that you need to be a kind-hearted person, especially at this time where everyone has to protect oneself and your loved ones. But also it is important to be very, very kind. And kindness needs a lot of forgiveness. Not thinking of who was good with me, who did good with me, whom I like, I don't like. Not blaming anyone, not being judgmental, but just have total forgiveness where you are not guilty, nor you are blaming, but your vibrations, you are compassionate, compassionate kindness actually is, as I said, towards yourself or everyone. And one of that example could be that you had been asked to wash your hands, don't touch your face, keep every space clean. So I think that to take it as not compulsion but as a good choice, so when you are washing hands, then this thought of keeping my thoughts clean, my heart clean, my intellect clean and clear is very, very important. So again, another very important virtue within compassion or compassionate nonviolence. Not a single thought out of fear or insecurity of creating any kind of destructive act of violence towards anyone. And then for that, generosity of heart is important. Sometimes we are kind of overloading ourselves with a lot of information. It's important to have information, but not overreact, not get confused, no distress, no frustration, but just to be aware, to be cautious is very, very important. So with nonviolence, as I said, generosity, big heart, where I care for everyone. And this is the time we should not also think, let me just stop buying things, let me keep buying for myself. But this is the time we have to be generous and adopt to a very, very simple way of living with minimum requirements, but enough to sustain, enough to survive, and just the discipline of not to waste anything. Because at least at this time, whether it is water, whether it is a paper napkin, or any food, it shouldn't be wasted. So that everyone in the world can have share of it. So as much as there is generosity, I think that we are able to share with the whole world. So the vibrations of compassion through these qualities will create the vibrations where everyone, I'm very much concerned and also want us to think about all the elements. Because elements or the nature, whether it is air, water, earth, ether, fire, all of these very, very important for survival of the body. So, to destroy, to overuse it, out of greed, is, in other words, hurting the elements, the nature. This body is of the nature, so I have to respect nature and also respect the body. In the same way, other creation, animals, killing of animals, mistreating them, somewhere also creates the energy where there is unspoken revenge and you don't get blessings. So this way the compassion of course towards all humankind, but towards animals, towards birds, towards insects, towards elements. I think if we all collectively create this energy of compassion to uplift, to transform, to bring this change of insecurity, fear, not only fear but danger, of unknown happenings in the future. It's not just question of living or dying, but it's question of long-term future effects on our economic institutions. And to again put back this system, which is completely shut down, will require very, very powerful energy of compassion. And of course, with compassion, karuna means what then I have to do and what I should stop doing. That understanding is important. So when I heard these words, stay home. Everyone stay home. So I thought, spiritually, yes, this body is my home and I am soul, a mortal being in the center of four hands, so I stay home. In other words, in soul consciousness, I'm in this body, using this body. But then other thoughts which came, stay home, is our own spiritual home, original home, from where we all descend here to play our part. And that home is our sweet home of silence. Beyond all these elements, when you go beyond sun, moon and stars, this beautiful, beautiful element of light, this is the home I can stay with my Creator and of course my global family of souls. In this awareness, staying home, whether in my forehead, surround myself with these vibrations, or staying home in sweet home, silence home. And in the awareness of Master Creator, and also Bestower, Master Creator and Bestower. So now we all will together reflect, meditate, create the vibrations of these qualities. So I, as a mortal soul, in this little space of forehead, but connecting myself with my home, the element of light, total silence. And in this silence, I let go of fears, worries. But create within myself feelings of belonging to God. One who sustains me and gives me power to create resilience and flexibility. As I create this state of mind, consciousness, and look at the whole world as my family, and give these vibrations to all the elements, and every living, non-living creation of this universe. I think we all have to stay free from fear and worry. Every thought which comes in the mind, which is of fear, instantly change it and bring the thought of compassion. Of one of these qualities, not only in thoughts, but even the vibrations which are created by speaking words, instead of sitting and sharing information and the news of what is going to happen, how serious it is. Have the conversations where what can we do? What should be our awareness? Self-transformation, self-reflections. So our conversations also create vibrations. And of course, wherever we get chance, we act with kindness, with generosity, with love, with mercy. So as much we create this, then the world, the universe, which we all always want to create, the world of love, world of peace, abundance, free from fear, violence, we will be able to create. So just be in consciousness of Creator and also the donor. Our sweetest and most beloved Devi is also in our hearts and minds. We are carrying our vehicles and share our love, our life, and our might. With her, and of course for our global universal family, all share.
मंगल ध्वनि है ओम शांति
I think one is that we have tendency kind of inquiry mind where we want to know exactly what will happen. And I think that that's not possible, because whatever destiny or whatever different situations have to emerge will definitely be unknown. But then we know there are certain areas, whether it could be like this situation has created a lot of emotional imbalances, people are in depression. So one thing too is like, what's going to happen? But then how do I always prepare my mind where I don't allow myself to be confused, I don't allow myself to go into a lot of questions and depression and, you know, so some kind of, as I mentioned, stability of mind, resilience and flexibility, some of those qualities are important. So, or when it comes to now, there is possibility of, as I said, economic institutions have to kind of start it again. Even governments will try to help. But then everyone should take the life of simplicity, and whatever one earns at present, create a budget in such a way that you don't have a habit of just overspending, and lot of people have habit of living on credits and they keep borrowing money, but actually whatever is worth our income, we should make our budget in such a way that you are living in that budget, but also you are able to have some savings where at the time of crisis you have money, enough money for your basic needs. So that is something important. And of course, in community, create such kind of relationships where there is care, there is sharing. So I think that even if we have touching or clear intellect, we will not know exactly what situation will happen, but we will know that when situations like these suddenly happen, where there is such a big challenge now to entire universe, but how do we, you know, keep ourselves spiritually sustained, but also this whole nature of serving through the mind, where each thought is used towards creating good wishes, animating the energy of others, of courage, which is very important. So there are different areas, but these are few I want to mention. So just be internally prepared and also externally prepared.
Thank you, Sister Mohini. There is another question which goes a little bit with what you were sharing. They're asking, Baba sharing a lot about the importance of happiness and contentment today. Where there is purity of happiness, they're saying that it can sometimes repel those who have a little understanding and are in fear and sadness. What do I need in my stage to ensure that whoever comes in front of me is comfortable with me and helps to take from Baba?
Yeah, that is why with our inner contentment, if there is love, there is kindness, there is mercy, there is generosity, so others will feel that we are able to share in the sense of feel their sorrows, their complications and their challenges, and we are offering something to them also. So that feeling should come from our own contentment, but also, as I said, with the kindness, with love, others will have the feeling that we definitely know what they are going through, but what we are offering is something, whether it is through our feelings or through our thoughts or through our words also, is we are be creating hope in them, connecting with God, the source, so that they can also experience some relief from their fears, their worries, and pain, panic, whatever it is.
Thank you so much, Sister Mahini. I remember years ago you shared an experience of Mansa Seva where souls were trying to connect in Mansa Seva individually to all the souls of the world. And I remember you shared so beautifully about connecting with Baba and then from Baba to those souls in need. Would you share your experience on how to do Mansa Seva at this moment so as not to connect to the suffering in the world?
One is that we know what people are collectively suffering or what is the main suffering in the world. And sometimes you have to listen to individuals who have their lot of personal issues and problems and complications. But always when you are listening, whether what is happening in the world or to individual, you have to connect yourself with God, the Supreme Almighty, as parents and as one who is, Almighty, who gives all the power. He is the one who is liberator, and He is the one who can really bring, remove the sorrows of everyone and suffering. So when you are thinking and connecting with the Source, you will find instant response. That is, the other souls, the souls who are talking to you, they start experiencing that their sorrows have been lifted, they're feeling better, they're feeling healthier, because you are connecting with the Source. So there is response coming instantly. Recently someone called me and said something to get help, and I was just connecting with the Source, with the God, with Creator, because He is the one who is Liberator, and I found that change happened immediately. So, Mansa Seva serving through mind, sometimes we think that I have to give. I feel now we have to connect with Baba, with God, and then He is going to respond to their soul, and my good wishes are always there. Blessings of God and my good wishes are always for the souls and for everyone in the universe.
Thank you, Sister Mahini. We have one last question. Now that we're in lockdown, what do you feel is the present role of Baba's centers?
I have been saying in our statement here that the spaces are closed. Brahma Kumaris, the Raj Yoga centers, meditation centers, spaces are closed, but we are available in the sense that we conduct meditation in the morning only through could be Skype. We have Zoom at most of the centers. We have provided Zoom to almost all the centers in USA and of course in whosoever wanted, wherever. Also evening we have 6 to 7:30 meditation online. Then we have another meditation half an hour for contact souls or anyone. And at some places we are offering whatever events and the programs like insight sessions on Thursdays, workshops, and also Raj Yoga meditation course online, and large number, actually registration is more than before. One center was saying that they got about 100 just registered for Raj Yoga meditation 7 days course. So I think there are different online ways to communicate and to have your offerings. So just say that we are available, and you can give your timings where people can call you, whether it is those who are the members, BK family, or those who are in contact, or anyone. So if you put on whatever way you are advertising your center, call you are available on phone and online, I think at this time it can be lot of service, lot more than what you were doing by people coming to the center.
Thank you so much, Sister Mahini, for your time and for answering these questions. And we are going to finish with a meditation song. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Hello.